And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 17th of November, 2011. It was on this day, 1800, Congress met in the Capitol building in Washington for the first time. They'd begun building it in 1793. It fell behind schedule, over budget. So, in 1796, they decided to build only the Senate wing. And when they moved in, 1800 on this day, some of the rooms still incomplete. Nonetheless, it could accommodate the Senate and the House, the Supreme Court, the Library of Congress, and some district courts. November 17, 1800 was a snowy day in Washington, so the welcoming parade had to be canceled. And they discovered that as grand as the Capitol was, the building leaked and it had no heat. Washington was something of a backwater, especially compared to Philadelphia, where Congress had met for 10 years before. But they stuck with it. Both wings of the Capitol were completed just in time for the British to burn the building in 1814. Reconstruction began then, completed in 1819, which made the first dome. With all the new states and the new congressmen, it was clear they had to expand, so they built the new Capitol, which was nearly twice as long, which meant that the earlier dome was out of proportion. They tore that down and replaced it with a cast iron dome that we see today. It's the birthday of Shelby Foote, the historian, Greenville, Mississippi, 1916. In the early 50s, Random House asked him to write a short account of the Civil War, a short account meaning about 200,000 words. Shelby Foote's book, The Civil War, A Narrative, took 20 years to write, wound up being about 8 times longer than what he'd been asked to do, coming to 3,000 pages in 3 volumes. And it was on this date in 1970, Douglas Engelbart received a patent for the first computer mouse. It was called an XY position indicator. It was a wooden shell over 2 metal wheels, and his research team had been calling it a mouse because the cord resembled a mouse's tail. The Stanford Research Institute, where he conceived the idea, licensed the mouse to Apple, and Engelbart himself never received any royalties. Here's a poem for today by Walt MacDonald, Voices on Jukebox Wax. Pulling our Stetsons low, we whispered songs to sweethearts who clung so close, we danced in slow motion, heartache of steel guitars, vows we swore with our bones. Their hair was the air for an hour. We breathed and held them close, ignoring the war for the night, voices on jukebox wax winding around like a rope. 1 week we kissed them hard and rode off, swearing we'd bring back silk and souvenirs. Long after a war, no one we cared for survived without scars. Earl and I are here with wives as old as country songs and guitars, our children older than all of us that fall. Don's a name on a wall in Washington. I hear his name sometimes in questions at class reunions. I haven't heard from Carl. The poem Voices on Jukebox Wax by Walt MacDonald, from his collection Blessings the Body Gave, published by Ohio State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, for nearly 90 years, committed to innovation in diabetes care. Learn more at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.